Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins said today that the county has already spent $1 million on Ebola through overtime for staff, contracts with cleaning companies, and the county's Emergency Operations Center.
But what I've been told by both the state and the federal government is not to let money stand in the way of getting this done. It's very important that this be stopped.
It's possible to put a price tag on a hazmat team. The price of fear is much harder to quantify. At Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, people are canceling appointments, and the number of patients in beds is down from the hospital's average of 500 to 600 a day.
They have really, really high fixed costs, which means that they have obligations to pay salaries and otherwise spend money, whether or not the revenues come in.
Mike Davis is an economist at SMU's Cox School of Business. He says Presbyterian Hospital, with 4,000 employees and 1,000 physicians, is an important part of the economy, far beyond Walnut Hill Lane. Presbyterian used to be famous for being the most popular place in Dallas to have a baby.
The hospitals are huge money pumps. They suck in lots and lots and lots of money every day, and then they pump out lots and lots of money every day. So if that flow of cash in and cash out somehow gets interrupted, it's an issue.
The Presbyterian ER is currently sending ambulances to other hospitals as resources are being stretched to care for Nina Pham, the nurse who got Ebola from Thomas Eric Duncan. He died last week after traveling to the U.S. from Liberia. Also bearing down on the hospital's ledger is the bill for Duncan's care, which may have topped $1,000 an hour, and the threat of a lawsuit for mistakes.
It's really just part of the cost of doing business if you're a hospital, and those costs get passed on to the rest of us, ultimately.
There are some benefits to being in the national spotlight, even if it is for an infamous disease. Dr. David Lakey, commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services, spoke with reporters earlier today.
And truly, they have the best national and international experts here on the ground at Presbyterian.
Worldwide, the costs of Ebola are much more sobering. The World Bank estimates an economic drain of more than $32 billion by the end of 2015 if the epidemic continues to spread. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.